talk about the, you know, what I want to share with you. I just want to make a few comments about our vacation. We appreciate the fact that you enable us to get away for a while. It was a wonderful week. We had great weather. Rained a little bit, but not much. I think one day. Other than that, it was just beautiful and warm and everything. And we were about an hour's drive out of Lake George. And we did a number of activities while we were out there. And I'll do it in reverse for a reason. Anyway, the last thing that we did, aside from just spending some time relaxing on different days and everything, we did some tubing on the Hudson River. So they put us on a bus and took us upstream and gave us all these tubes that we could sit in and then just relax, letting the current take us down the river. I think it was about 3 miles, if I'm not mistaken. And one of the beautiful things is the Lord gave us a cloudy day. So we were out in the middle of the river where there's no shade, except that he gave us a cloudy day. So we didn't have the sun beating down on us or anything. So it was really good. And the thing that we did before that, a couple of days before that, is we did some whitewater rafting. I'd never done that before. That was kind of exciting because it was my son and his family, and then Mary and me and my son and her son. So there was 9 of us all together. And we all got on this raft with the guide and everything. And parts of the river were nice and calm, so you're just floating along. But other parts, there are these rapids and you're bouncing around and everything. And our guide, well, she made sure that we got wet. Me in particular. Everyone, but there was a place where you could get out of the boat because it was shallow, you know, and just kind of let the current take you along and your feet would kind of hit the bottom and everything. I didn't do that. I think that's one reason why she singled me out, to make sure that I got wet when we hit some of the waves. But that was fun. That really was. You know, we would do that again. But the thing that I really enjoyed the most was the thing that we did first, and we went parasailing. I don't know if anybody's ever done that before, but that was really neat. All of us went out on the boat, and they have like a little platform on the back of the boat. And there's the parachute. And then you sit on the platform, and you're sitting in this harness and everything. And then the boat goes a little bit to fill up the parachute, and you're just kind of sitting there, and then they speed up a little bit, and the boat just goes smoothly out from under you. And you're just kind of left there hanging. But it was a hands-free experience because you're just sitting in this harness, you know, and you didn't have to hold on to anything. And one of the things that they claimed was that, because there are a number of companies on the lake that do this, but they claim that they take you higher than anybody else. And afterwards I asked them, I said, well, how high did we go? He said about 400 feet. So we were 400 feet up in the air, and it was beautiful. Mary and I were doing it together. And you could either go 2 people or 3 at the same time. And it was the 2 of us. We got to go first. And I think that was because we were unlucky enough to be the last ones to get in the boat. So we said, you're going first. But we loved it. It was really great. It was a gorgeous day. And then, you know, the boat's speeding around and everything. And you're up so high seeing, you know, the scenery, the sides of the lake and everything. They took us over a little island. There was a little lagoon in the island even. It was beautiful. We didn't want to come down. It was so nice. Really. Really. So we had a wonderful time. So I wanted to thank you for that. But we also had time, downtime, to just kind of relax and everything. And there were times when I was kind of, I didn't know what to do with myself. Everybody's kind of doing their thing, you know, and relaxing. And a few of them were on their cell phones and computers and stuff. And I'm, what am I going to do? I can't read. although I did have time to, you know, I struggled with it, but I did have time to do my devotions every day, which was good, and give me time to think. And that was good too, because there was something particular that the Lord kind of laid on my heart, and it started before our vacation, actually, and carried over into the vacation and the week after, where I also had some time to just ponder some things. And you want to put the scripture up now? I forgot to mention that. But this is the particular scripture. And you're all familiar with it. I don't know if I can read it, but when it gets up there. But I think you're all familiar with the woman who had an issue of blood, and she was desperate. She had spent so many years seeking help with physicians and everything. Nobody could help her. She's desperate. And she says, if only I can touch Jesus' clothing, the hem of his garment, if only I can touch that, I'll be healed. She was desperate. Well, in any event, I'm sure you could find it, but you're all familiar with the story. But the reason that scripture stuck with me is because before we left, as you know, Mary was doing a garage sale, and she's also been selling things on Facebook. They have a marketplace thing where you can put items and everything. And this one woman was interested in some things, and she came at a specified time. And I was busy doing other stuff, and Mary's out there in the garage with this woman talking and everything, and going on and on. Time is going on. The car's still there, and there's a guy sitting in the car. He never got out of the car. I'm going, what's going on? Is she okay? Everything all right? You know. So I opened the garage door, and there's Mary having a wonderful time of fellowship with this woman, who was a believer. And I just happened to open the door at a time where she was talking about this particular scripture. And she said, you know, she was speaking from her heart that's what she wanted above all else, to be able to just touch Jesus, just to touch him, even to just touch his robe. Not that she had any particular issue or anything. Not that she was desperate for anything other than wanting more of God in her life. She had previously had a Christian neighbor in the, I guess, apartment complex or something that she lived in. But they had moved. And there was nobody. Nobody for her to fellowship with. And as you can imagine, in an apartment complex, there's all kinds of people there and everything and doing all sorts of things. And it's hard for a believer to kind of be in that atmosphere. And she was just so hungry for, you know, for fellowship and for God. And she just over and over saying, you know, I'm like that woman. I just want to touch Jesus. And it kind of stuck with me all that time. And thinking about it a little bit on the vacation, and much more so when we came home. And it caused me to think even more about my own life and relationship with God. You know, what do I want? I mean, there are certain things that we all desire in our hearts. And some of us are, you know, maybe going through things. Some of us have needs. You know, we always have needs. But some more serious than others. And we're crying out to God in those needs. But what do we do when we don't necessarily feel that we have a great need? Are we still crying out to God? Are we still reaching out to him saying, Lord, I just want to touch you. I need you. What's the focus of our lives? What is the true desire of our hearts? Is it something in this world? Is it a material thing? Is it just feeling good? Is it, I don't know, peace? There's so many things that we could be hungering for, but really, what we really should be hungering for is just God Himself. And I spent time with God about that and had to come to that place where I told Him, I said, Lord, above all else, I don't care about anything else. I want You. You know, I want to know You. I want more of You. I'm going to spend eternity with God just as You are. And I think it's important that before we get to that point of spending eternity with Him, that we get to know Him as much as possible here on this earth. Not just to know about Him, but to know Him. To have the same kind of heart that David did. Yeah, David committed sins, David did some things wrong, but yet his heart was always towards God, no matter what. He always wanted to do the right thing. He wrote some very beautiful psalms talking about that and how God is everything to him. And I think that's one reason why God chose him to be king, because he had a heart after God. That was his desire, to have God in his life above everything else. And I think that's important for us. I think we all need to come to the place of understanding what it is that we desire most in our lives. What do we really want? And I hope that it's God, that we want Him more than anything else, more than anything that this world has to offer. I love my wife very much. She knows that. But God has to mean more to me. And that might be a hard thing, you know, to hear, or a hard thing, you know, but she understands. And I want her to feel the same way. That as important as I am to her, I want God to be more important to her. Because we're going to spend eternity with Him. And then truly be able to feel the fullness of His love. And if we can ever do it and look back at our lives here, and I don't know whether we can or not at that time, because at some point in time He said, you know, you're not going to remember anything. Everything that happened before is over and done with and gone. You'll remember it no more. But if we ever had the opportunity to look back, I wonder if we'll think about all the times, the opportunities that God gave us to reach out to Him, to try and touch Him, to know Him like we've never known Him before. And I think that's what He wants. He has so much to offer us, so much of Himself. After all, He gave His Son to die for us. What more could He give? What better thing can He give? But yet, there's still more that He continues to give. He has given us the kingdom. We are joint heirs with Christ. Everything that belongs to Christ belongs to us as well. We're joint heirs with Him. We don't fully understand what that all means because we haven't gotten there yet. We have just a little taste of the kingdom here. But it is so important that while we are here, what do we desire most? That's a choice that we have to make. And God has so much for us. And I think every day it's a decision to serve Him, to seek Him, reach out and hopefully touch Him, even just the hem of His garment. And there's so many blessings to be received from Him. But unless that's our heart, we miss out on so much. And I thought about it. It's bad enough that there are Christians, and I'm not speaking to anybody here in particular, but within the overall body of Christ, it is so sad that there are believers who are just satisfied with being saved. And that's enough for them. It's a shame. It really is. To just say, okay, I'm saved, I'm happy, I'm fine, I'm going to live my life now and enjoy, you know, what God has given me, and don't go any further. There's so much that God has to offer, and so much that He desires in our relationship, that I feel bad for them, that they may never come to know Him in the way that is possible, and in the way that God desires, because He wants to share so much of Himself with us. But then I think about the people in the world and how sad it is that they reject Him. And I always try and pray for the lost. Sometimes specific people, sometimes just in general. Because they have no idea what's in store for them. Losing out on the possibility of knowing the One that created them and loves them so deeply. They may never know it. And it's up to us to not only be praying for them, but to live an example that they may see the light that we have within us. God loves them just as much as He loves us. But those are all things that I was thinking about. And as I said, I had to take some stock of myself. Do I really put God first in everything? Do I really desire Him more than anything or anyone else? That's a hard question to answer, at least to answer honestly. Because it's so easy to be distracted and to lose sight of things. You know, there's so many things pulling at us. It's not easy. But yet that's what God is looking for. People whose heart is towards Him and who are reaching out to Him, just wanting to touch Him. And I pray that each of you would think about that and meditate on that and seriously come to an understanding of just where your heart really is. And I'm not trying to be critical of anybody in any way, because as I said, I can't say that I was wholehearted either. But I'm reminded of the first and great commandment, as Jesus Himself said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind." With our entire being. That's the first and greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with everything you've got. And you'd never be sorry for it. Never be sorry for it. So consider that. See if the Lord speaks in any way. Maybe there's something in your life, in my life, that needs a readjustment. Maybe there's something that's pulling us away from Him or hindering us in some way. That's common to everybody. We need to put God first. Especially in these days, we see so much going on in the world, so much horror, strife, hatred, violence, destruction. It's not going to get any better. But in the midst of all this, we need to be sure of where we stand, that God is number one in our lives and in our hearts. And we'll be safe. God promises that.